Gaming Dads
Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Scotch and Tie Guy in the booth with Pharaoh.
This is a big booth.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like a 1,800 mile booth.
Oh, there you go.
It's like the Truman Show. You ever see that movie?
Yes.
Hey, look.
I know exactly what you're talking about. It's just like all simulated.
So as a teenager, like I thought that maybe that could be real. And like when I would go on a plane to see my dad, that like the plane ride was just taking so long because they had to change the scenery.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So you went like full like Matrix.
Yeah. So it was like thinking. A loading screen.
Oh, there you go.
That's all air travel is a loading screen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You actually, it's like that. What's that? There's that video of like people, they go to space or whatever and they don't believe it. And so they get sucked into the vacuum and their eyes pop out.
I've never seen that.
I don't know. It's something like that. And it has, who does it have in it? I forget. Anyway, moving on. Gaming Dads Podcast. I'm Scotch and Tyga. Thero, like I said before, talking about video games, talking about gaming in general. And yeah, I mean, what have you been up to? Have you been doing anything, playing any games in particular? What's been going on?
I've been rocking out Escape from Tarkov still.
Still, dude, you have been like on the Tarkov, like,
I know
it's for the past, I re-listened to the podcast. You've been talking about it the past like four episodes.
It's so good though. Like I play with buddies in the evening. It's so nice to come relax, you know, get a drink and, you know, play some Tarkov. And I don't know. It's addicting. I haven't liked a game like this in a while.
There you go.
So yeah, I mean, been doing that. I've been playing Outer Worlds a little bit.
Okay.
Get the Fallout feel to it. It's not bad. I like it. It's an Obsidian title, so of course I know it's going to be done well. But I wish the space travel was more like No Man's Sky. Like I don't know.
Just more, a little more freedom in that way.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to go back to No Man's Sky. They just had a huge update here last week, where they have like AI colonies and reputation and stuff now, which is kind of cool.
I keep wanting to get it.
It's good.
The price point keeps on just like making me say no.
Am I just going to have to buy it for you?
I mean, don't do that. I feel so bad.
Let's see. I mean, how much is it? It's like 30 bucks.
If it's on sale, it's like 30 bucks.
Yes.
I talked about this in the last, I get really worried with games nowadays and their price points and like whether or not I'm going to play it. Like I got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Cause I was like, it was on sale at Target. So I was like, fine, I'll get it. And I started playing it. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I think it's a fun game,
but sure.
my wife doesn't like it. And so it's it's the same thing of like, I just spent 50 bucks thinking that we would both enjoy this game and she doesn't like it as much as I do. And I was really hoping for it to be a game that we could both enjoy together.
Well, see, where you made the mistake. You should let her buy the game and then you just act like you enjoy it.
That way I don't feel so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of older games. So what platform? Deluxe is the one on the Switch, right?
Yeah, it's on the Switch. That was okay. It was made for the Wii U. So Mario Kart 8 was on the Wii U.
So here's what's interesting about that. I'm going to use that as a segue. Nintendo did release that they will be terminating the use of all credit cards and transportation electronic money for the 3DS store and the Nintendo eShop on the Wii U as of January 18, 2022.
Not a shocker.
I mean, I don't know. It's only one console behind. Like, you know, imagine if they just announced now that, okay, we're going to be terminating the Xbox One marketplace.
Well, okay. So let's get into that then, right? So it's the Wii U, and then what was it was the 3DS or?
3DS, yeah.
3DS, okay. I'm a little bit surprised about the 3DS. I'm not shocked by the Wii U, though. Because the Wii U was their like worst selling console, I think, right?
Right.
So I mean, it doesn't surprise me because how many people are still playing their Wii U's today? I mean, we're talking about the Switch. That's a 4 or 5 year old console now.
True.
So but, I mean, at some point, I mean, they wouldn't have made that decision if they weren't like, hey, no one's buying these games on this console anymore. You know what I mean? Like, especially with Nintendo. Nintendo doesn't shy away from selling things to everyone at full price. So, I mean, it would make sense if they were like, okay, no one's buying it anymore, to just be like, okay, we're shutting it off because it's obviously not generating enough revenue.
But it's not just that. Like, because they're still allowing it up, but you can only use the Nintendo repaid cards to up your money.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you have to actually buy like Nintendo cash before you can. Oh, you can. Oh, I'm understanding now. And I guess it makes a little bit of sense because maybe I don't know. Huh.
But see, I don't know because here's the thing. So at the same time, so there's a filtering function for the 3DS.
Right.
So that your kids can't get into crazy stuff before on the Internet Explorer, Internet Browser. Now that's going away too.
Okay.
And because you used to have to use a credit card to prove that you're an adult.
Right.
But now you can't. You know, the filtering function will be gone. You can't get rid of it or change it or whatever. Oh. The other one is, let's see.
I understand now. Okay.
Yeah.
There's probably some legalese behind it then. Because they wouldn't shut that off if it weren't for some other, you know, something else going on in the background. I'm sure there's more information to that that maybe you don't have there or we don't have.
Well, if Philly is where I got this from.
Yeah.
Philly was talking about it the other night. You know, and like Timpani kind of chimed in and said, well, they don't have credit card support in the UK or in Europe.
Right.
They have to buy those cards.
Well, maybe they're – so part of it might be that they're universalizing it, but also that way they don't have to monitor that. Because if they don't have it and they don't allow you to use it, then they don't have to monitor that.
Right.
And I'm sure that there's a lot of fraud that goes along with that. That way they can avoid having to deal with all the fraud.
And those were the first of the consoles that were really connected, to be honest. Because you could connect your Wii to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really use it. What else was there? I mean, you had the ability to connect your GameCube to the internet, but nobody ever did.
Well, I mean,
like, you know, they didn't have like a dedicated store or anything. I think the Wii was the first one.
You're telling me you didn't get the Netflix disc and download Netflix onto your Wii?
No.
Pharaoh, are you an actual gamer, bro? No.
like, look, Netflix to me isn't what it is today.
Yeah.
Like, Netflix to me was, oh, you had your queue of movies and they're going to send you your movies when you mail them back.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah, that's how Netflix started.
God. Or it's like Redbox, only it was weirder.
Yeah, so like Redbox and Netflix putting Blockbuster out of business, rest in peace.
How is Redbox still around, by the way?
I use it.
I think like you're probably the one person
in
Colorado that uses that.
No, like there's always a line of people outside of King Super like looking, in the Redbox.
I'm shocked. Like, just how cheap like TVs are nowadays and they come like with
the
crap on it already. Like,
but here's the thing. So, it's mainly for kids stuff too. And, and here's a dad hack for you. Oh. Go to Redbox. You can actually buy movies from the Redbox and like $1, $2.
Oh
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like,
well, even you have like a DVD Blu-ray player. So,
well, yeah, and remember,
you're screwed.
Both of my vehicles have a DVD in them.
Oh, now we're talking like full dad mode.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where, like, I got like Rio 2 for the kids and something else. And some Barbie movie. I think I paid $1 for a Barbie movie. Even though I did just find out that all the Barbie movies are 100% ad-free and copyright-free on YouTube.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a dad of nothing but boys, so I don't think that'll be watching Barbie anytime.
Well, I don't know. My son does like My Little Pony. I think it's the colors or something.
So he's a brony?
Maybe so.
You're raising a brony.
Like, because his sister will be watching it, and he'll sit down and watch it.
Well, to be fair, when my sister was watching something, like, it wasn't even, like, an intentional act of, like, I'm going to sit down and watch this. It was just all of a sudden I was sitting there watching, like, I have no idea
Barbie which Mariposa. Show
with my sister. Yeah. Like, yeah. I hate High School Musical, but for whatever reason, I would just sit down and randomly be watching.
Push it to the limit.
I need Pat to play We're All In This Together right now.
Oh, God.
Or the basketball sound, song, whatever that was.
Basketball sound or song?
Song. There was a basketball song where they it was like they were in the basketball court. And then
I hated High School Musical.
It was awful. It was terrible. No, okay, throwback. My wife, okay, she told me stories about her growing up and how they had like the old school van.
Mm-hmm.
Not like minivan. We're talking like
no, you know,
the like, van that had like the that slope. Had
actual mini blinds in it.
What?
Yeah, the big massive vans.
Yes. Like I'm talking like the roadster minivan like yes. van. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of those had actual mini blinds you'd have in your house would be on the windows.
Oh, yeah. That's what they had. 100%. Yeah. Okay. So and rather than like getting like, because they didn't have TVs. In many like in cars back in the day, right?
Yeah.
I can't even remember the first time I saw a
early
car with 2000s. A TV. Yes, like mid 2000s, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is we're talking like 1997, 98, early 2000s, right? Mm-hmm. And so what they did was they put an actual, you know, boob tube TV.
Boob tube.
In the car, in the van, on like a milk crate. And they plugged it into the...
Like a DC-AC converter?
Yeah. He had a converter in the car. And they played Nintendo 64 in the car.
That's cool.
I mean, and I'm like, that's actually kind of genius.
Yeah.
And I'm like imagining in my head. And I'm like I'm imagining me as a child. And I would love that.
So, you know, if you end up getting the same van that we have, it does have RCA inputs in the van.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
My wife's going to be driving a lot then.
Yeah.
Bad for her. And we are actually looking at getting that exact same car
because it's actually
not expensive.
So good.
It's no longer like just a car. It's now it's an investment and it's a beautiful car.
Exactly.
It doesn't. And the thing is, it's not a mini. Okay. By the way, we're speaking about the Pacifica.
Yeah. Chrysler Pacifica.
Chrysler Pacifica. And you know, it's Chrysler and you would think, oh, Chrysler, that must be awful. No, it's great. Crash testing.
Yeah.
Great. Safety ratings. Excuse me. I can't freaking speak. And it's just a beautiful vehicle. It doesn't feel like you're driving a minivan.
Right.
It feels like you're driving a spaceship. And it's amazing.
Well, and so you know, so when Scotch came to visit, he rode with me and they gave us the wrong key to the van. So anytime you'd approach 70 miles an hour, they would ding and it was really annoying, but that's been fixed.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of stuff is easily fixable. But anyway.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I don't even know. This is another one of those episodes,
okay.
I think.
By the way, this is midday. So we had the morning podcast.
Yeah.
We had the night podcast.
I think that was when I was most like on point. Was in the mornings.
In the morning. Well, yeah. Because it was the days. It was like. You're receiving coffee and dopamine in the morning.
Coffee.
Now this is the midday podcast.
And monsters and nicotine is what it was for me. Remember?
Now we're in the midday podcast. Yes. And Thera, I don't know what you've been doing all day, but I just came from work, and I'm like needing to decompress.
I've been picking up the house, and that's it.
Okay.
Like picking up the house. Today's my day off, so I'm kind of catching up on some chores.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
So you're getting the full. If you listen to the podcast regularly, you're starting to get like the full range of like our personalities.
Right.
Because in the morning I'm pretty mellow, but like I'm like ready to go. At night I have to be super quiet, but I'm like focused. At this point, like my adrenaline is at an all-time high. I'm trying to decompress. I'm also trying to receive dopamine. And I think my ADHD has just kicked in. So.
Yeah, that's fair.
I can be loud.
Oh my gosh, yes. Sometimes, like, I know you pull away from the mic to laugh.
Well, I have to. Because if I laugh into the mic, it's just going to be like, it's going to be a bass boost, and that's going to be it.
Anyway, whatever.
Let's get into some topics.
All right, so we've already kind of talked a little bit about what I wanted to talk about, but you had some stuff too.
Okay, so I've had this on the list for a while, and I mean, you know what? I want to leave the other one. I said that we were going to talk about something in a podcast last week, and I still want to leave it alone because I haven't fully fleshed out the idea.
Okay.
I want it to be more like I haven't like thought about it as fully as I want to.
Right, you just teased everyone, but okay.
No, I'm going to keep teasing you. It's the long con.
Oh God.
I'm going to keep coming back for more. I'm like a really good stripper.
Oh, I was about to get really excited. Never mind.
So, anyway, but you and I were talking about Donkey.
Yes.
And you and I we both really like Donkey.
I like Donkey a lot.
And you were telling me that you won't watch Nintendo Directs.
Yeah. Because you got to go to Donkey stream. Yeah.
Just don't even worry about Nintendo Direct. Just go straight to Donkey.
Because he, I don't know. I feel like he's like my spirit animal or something. Because I don't know. Like our opinions are very similar.
Right.
Like he doesn't like JRPGs. And anytime I say that around the gaming community that I don't like them, like they're like, oh, how dare you? Like
I take him as like the quintessential 90s gamer.
Yeah.
He really is. Late 90s, early 2000s gamer. He's like the embodiment of that.
Sure. Like I'm not a fan of JRPGs.
Neither am I.
Like I don't know. It's never appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like the only time that I'd like that turn base is if it's live, like D&D.
Right.
Right. And he has those same views. He plays D&D and all that. But like how he looks at games is how I look at games.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like if you notice when he messes up playing a game, he doesn't say, oh, I blame the game, or it's because, you know, the game screwed me or I glitched or whatever. And the family's home, so that's why they're
there. You go.
Hear them. But it's, oh, no, we got to try it with the super fast mode on. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like how he looks at those things is I like that. It's refreshing.
He's got a very, very good sense of humor. He's got an extremely good sense of humor, especially when it comes to gaming, because it's very easy to fall into the trap of like you're saying, get angry about it and immediately jump to the conclusion of, oh, it's the game, or get mad about it or rage over it. No, he it's like he refuses to rage other than like in a humorous way.
Exactly.
Like if he rages, it's like on purpose and it's very humorous.
Or I love like so he trolls his wife as well. And
trolls everyone.
And so like he was playing what was he playing? Dark Souls. And his wife wanted to try, so he's like, cool, here. But he cranked his DPI up all the way so she barely turned. She's just doing 360s. And so he'd be like, no, babe, it's like this. And he'd turn it down because he's got the setting on his mouse, I assume, like I do. And he turned it down. See, look, it's fine. And then he give it back to her. Yeah, it was great. Like,
well, it's like I remember the Portal 2 video that he made.
Yeah,
of him playing with his buddy, and he's like, "No, no, you do it." And
then exactly, exactly.
But the reason why I bring up Donkey is because he's just a really good video game commentator.
He does, right? I agree.
He's got the serious videos. He just put out a video about Deathloop. Right. And
but you were laughing the whole time. Is it serious?
Oh my God, the first 10 seconds I was laughing so hard. But he's got the funny stuff, but he's also got the serious commentator stuff.
Yeah.
I bring up stuff like his Final Fantasy VII remake video, his Death Stranding video, his videos on The Last of Us, what's the Sony game for the PlayStation 4? It's about pirates. Yeah. Oh goodness.
Pirates of the Caribbean Part 3?
No, not what the frick?
God. I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Nathan Drake, what the heck?
I don't know.
Hold on. Uncharted.
Wait, that's pirates?
Put in a ding 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 ding. Put in da 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 da
ba 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 da. Well, he can't put it in if you sing it.
What?
He can't put it in if you sing it.
That's fair.
Yeah, you just did the sound for him. Here, Pat, take a day off. It's fine.
I'm just gonna make. Oh my god. Okay, I gotta calm down. Getting hot. It's fine.
So Uncharted, like, that's really pirates though?
It's treasure hunting, and so they follow. They try to find Henry Avery's treasure, and that's what it's all about. Uncharted is all about like. It's kind of like
I thought it was like a male Tomb Raider.
It is male Tomb Raider. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's treasure hunting.
Oh, I don't even know.
Have you never played Tomb Raider?
Yeah.
Or National Treasure. There you go. That's a movie. Indiana Jones.
That's a movie, too.
Moving on. Anyway, so he has those serious videos where he, you know, he commentates on like on these video games in a very serious way. Again, like bringing up video games as an art form. You know, I think he balances that very well, you know, and I think it reflects in how, you know, big of a following he has. And I think that's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big part of, you know, video game culture.
And it's a variety.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a variety that he does. Sorry, the family's talking in the background. It's a variety that he doesn't just do one type of video. Like he goes kind of all around. Does that make sense? So like he can do like Street Gangs. Oh my God. Gang Beast. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that video like 4 or 5 times. Hilarious. But then he can go that to an actual like true commentary about this particular game, and it's still just as entertaining.
Well, I mean, and then he switches over to like commentating on like video game culture, like video game price. Like he had that video a month ago, and you and I talked about it like together.
Yep.
Right, and I thought that was funny that he came out with that video right after we had discussed
he's
at length in the podcast. Point. So I mean, he listens to the podcast and had the idea, but then he has a video where he. It's called Where eBay Games Come From, and it's this house that's on Zillow that everyone was looking at, and it's just like the most chaotic house you've ever seen in your life.
Wait, do people still order off of eBay?
What?
Like, is that a thing? Seriously.
What?
Yeah, what?
What'd you ask?
Do people really still order stuff off of eBay?
I do.
Why?
Because it's cheap. And mostly Pokemon.
Yeah, but then what if you get screwed over?
I've been screwed over. You return it and you tell the seller you suck.
Yeah, but what if the seller says I'm not giving you your money back?
Then you give them a bad review. And then they go, wait, I'll send it back. I'll give you the money back. And then they cry.
Wait, how do you know they cry, though?
Because I know.
See.
Now, anyway. Scott the Waz is another one that I think of. Do you watch Scott the Waz?
I've seen, I don't know, a couple of things.
He's a very, very, he's the classic collector.
Sure.
Like, he has every single video game just about you can think of. And he's got every console. He's very much a collector. I like him for that aspect and like learning from him and seeing his perspective on collecting and again, video game culture and that sort of thing.
I've got a different guy for that.
He makes longer length videos. Who do you have as the collector?
So for me, I enjoy Metal Jesus Rocks.
Okay.
I don't know. Have you seen any of his stuff?
I have not. I've heard of him.
Yeah. So he's,
he goes into all of that stuff too, like collecting, like he'll show off his collections and stuff. Or like he's got one insane game finds in a storage unit, or let's
see. Dude, looks like he was in a metal band.
I mean, he's metal in his name.
He looks like he's like the drummer for a metal band.
Maybe.
He might be. He probably is.
He has 233 games on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of games. And all hard copy. He's like you. He wants those physical copies.
Right.
But like he goes over like how he finds games for his collection, like where he goes. Because he goes, all around the U.S. No joke.
So like, he travels.
Yes. Yeah, so like,
okay.
He's got a series that he does. Like I'm just looking at it. Like video game hunting in small towns and pickups. That was a month ago.
Right.
He's gone done video game hunting in Tokyo, Osaka, Japan, Portland, Seattle. You know, so he kind of travels all over to try to find these finds. But he even has like tutorials on how to do game rooms, like how to set up your collection, how to get like how to connect all of your consoles. Like it. I don't know. I enjoy his stuff.
I definitely. Well, and then you've got so you've got other guys. Angry Joe comes to mind. I don't like bringing him up just because he's a little bit controversial, but Pro Jared. Who else? I mean, there's a bunch of other guys like that. And the one issue I have with all the other generic guys, though, is that they all have like kind of the same format. It's all, here's the game. I'm going to talk about it and I'm going to review it. I'm going to give it a da 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 out of 10 or blah blah out of 5.
Yeah.
You know? They don't bring anything like interesting to the table about it. It's all the exact same conversation. So that's why I don't really like watch them.
I don't know. There's a few that are out there. Like, I like the ones that take the game reviews and they're not just sitting there reviewing the game. Like they'll make it into something like funny.
Mm-hmm.
There was the crew back in the day, like KYR Speedy and those guys that did that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Like, I'm weird with YouTube stuff. Because I know, like, a lot of people loved Philip DeFranco. You know what right. I mean? And he did a couple of little commentary things on video games, but he's kind of all over the place because he makes $1 billion dollars.
Well, he's got, like, his whole network now at that point, at this point. So,
exactly. I mean, I don't know. There's... I can't nail it down because you've got a whole bunch. You've got Dan TDM. I don't know if you've ever seen him. You already mentioned Angry Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't mention those guys without PewDiePie. PewDiePie. Yeah.
Well, here's a question for you. So if you're going to bring up PewDiePie, would you consider him a commentator on video games or is he just a Let's player?
He used to be.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. So, like, he did, I don't know, he's done everything at this point.
I do!
Wow.
Jeez, I tried so hard to protect that.
How do you protect this?
I don't know.
My son's screaming.
Yeah.
Like an alarm.
Welcome to the Dad's Podcast.
Right?
Woo.
Man, I remember other people like remember Leafy is here.
Oh my God, Leafy. Well, what do they call themselves? Commentary channel. It was just a general commentary channel.
Yeah.
Like about drama and stuff like that. It's like Drama Alert.
I hate Drama
Alert. What is up? We should come up with something like that. What is up, Dad's Podcast Nation? This is your host, Scotch and Tie Guy.
I really hope Keemstar like falls off the planet. I hate it so much.
He's just annoying.
So, but there's a Let's player out there that I've really enjoyed recently. I don't remember what his name is. He sounds like the guy from Game Ranks. But he does Let's Play of like building games or like Planet Zoo. He just does like these weird, obscure things.
Okay.
And super funny. Like super, super funny. Like, let me see if I can find him. But my kid was watching him one day and I was like, oh, well, let me check this out. And Let's Game It Out. That's who it is. Let's Game It Out. And super hilarious. Like really hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got like 3.5 million subs, but he does a lot of things like I ruined all of humanity instead of saving it in humankind.
You know who that makes me think of? Huh. Well, two people in particular. The first one is Killian Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Killian Experience is he takes video games and he RPGs, like, he basically RPGs every single video game.
Yes.
And he like he takes Animal Crossing and he turns it into being essentially a drug dealer, but you're selling turnips.
Oh my God.
And he turns it into like a mafia like turnip empire.
I like that.
It makes it funny, but like you get the sense of what the game is from that. The other one is the Spiffing Brit. And the Spiffing Brit, what he does is he takes games and he just breaks them. But he does it in such a humorous way that it's like you want to break the game. He's the reason why I broke Skyrim.
I mean, that's it's fair.
Just but absolutely like, obliterated it.
This guy has one. It's called I Built a Theme Park with a 99.9% death rate. Like, see, that's it's good.
That's the exact kind of videos I would love to watch, because it's like, oh, okay. Again, it's like taking the video game and just flipping it on its head.
Yeah, you would like this guy. Let's Game It Out. You should go subscribe. Like,
I'll check
right
that
now.
Out.
And what's cool is you can watch him with the kids too.
Yeah.
Like he's not.
He's family like he does, friendly.
Yeah, he does. And it's so good though. Like he built a 600 meter human cannon. So it's a cannon that's 600 meters long that fires humans.
And that's the other thing, like the dedication that these guys have to like come up with this creative stuff. I'm like, okay, you know, props to you.
Yeah, like he, and through the whole, the video is like 20 minutes long, but through the whole video, it's him experimenting to try to make this happen because this is his goal.
Right.
But yeah, check him out for sure. But I mean, I don't watch a lot of YouTube.
I don't watch nearly as much as I used to, but like I try to, I watch YouTube just to stay up with video games and culture and you know, memes in general, and try to make sure that I stay up to date with that kind of stuff.
There is one called Gas Station Encounters that I love.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. It's so good.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Because they're on TikTok too.
Yeah.
And like the guys come in and they steal from the store and then they follow them out with their phone. I love it so much. These guys' reactions, like, wait, what do you mean I stole? And they're like blatantly on camera.
Oh yeah.
And denying it.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
It's good.
But yeah, I mean, I think that there is a place like for commentary and specifically commentators within the video game community. And I bring it up only because, you know, there's a lot of business out there to rate video games nowadays. You got IGN, Polygon.
Yeah, but they're not trusted a lot.
That's the reason why I bring it up, is because these are individuals who have built platforms specifically around rating video games or taking video games and providing a specific light on them to the general audience to be able to consume, and they become trustworthy in that way. Like Donkey is like, regardless of what your opinion is on a video game, right? So like his Octopath Traveler video, and three videos, his Octopath Traveler video, his Death Stranding video, and his Final Fantasy video, Final Fantasy VII Remake video, are probably his three most controversial videos because he disliked all three of those games. And he stirred up those three communities in a big way.
Yeah.
And just absolutely made them all mad. Octopath Traveler video, there's a little bit of legitimacy to the reason why people are mad at that one. The Death Stranding video was very hyper-specific, and most people realized that the people getting mad about it were dumb. And then the Final Fantasy VII, you know, remake, that the whole Final Fantasy community got pissed because of that. But those are people who are super dedicated to JRPGs and, you know,
right,
Final Fantasy in general, right? Like, you and I aren't going to like Final Fantasy VII anyway.
No, it's not my thing.
Right. And I think that one thing that Donkey said in a video was, you know, he's not looking for you to agree with him every single time, but that he becomes consistent. Like, at least, you know, if he plays a video game and he gives an opinion on it, it's a consistent opinion that goes along the same lines as his opinions on other video games and other videos that he's made.
And there's been RPGs that he's liked, and he's kind of made fun of himself and says, but wait, Dunkey, you don't like RPGs.
Yeah,
but I liked this one for this, this, and this.
Well, and a good example of that is, oh, I just had the name of the video game and I just lost it. What's the one with Ness?
Earthbound.
He loved Earthbound.
Yeah.
Which is that classic RPG style game with the turn-based combat.
And I think the reason why people don't trust IGN and Kotaku and those anymore is because they got found out that they were taking money.
Oh, 100%.
You know what I mean? So they were taking money to say this game is really good. And,
well, you know, you can only give Call of Duty a 9 out of 10 so many times before I'm like, okay, what are you doing?
Next 2, baby! I mean, look, hold on. To be fair, Dunkey did give Game of the Year to Super Mario Bros. 2 like 8 times. At least.
Super Mario Bros. 2, though, man. Come on. What are you getting?
It is good.
Third, it's been Game of the Year 21 years going. Don't you know?
Yeah, apparently.
But I think it's important because, and it's you know, I talked about this with you before we started the podcast. Is, you know, I want to make videos like that again. I want to make reviews again because, you know, I'm not saying that my voice is unique in any way, shape, or form, but like I'm thinking things and I've talked to other people about things and my perspective on video games, and it's just not something that like I've heard. And people like always tell me, you know, I say this about a video game. They're like, oh, that's an interesting perspective. I haven't heard that before. And, right. You know, I just think that there's a big void of, you know, these big companies that make these reviews and they're illegitimate. And I think that we need to have more people who are good at writing, who are good at video making, who are good at articulating themselves.
Well, that's why people don't do that. People don't go to look to IGN for reviews anymore. Remember?
Well, thank God.
Remember, it used to be, so Game Informer, the magazine you got from GameStop, would aggregate like all of the reviews of the game. So like you get all the different in those magazines. But I don't even think they don't even do a physical copy of that magazine anymore. It's all
online.
It's all online, which is fine. It's not a bad magazine. I don't know. I understand why people just completely poop on it. It's not a bad magazine at all. They've got some pretty interesting stories in there, but like, I think the majority of people, like if I go to buy a game, I'm like, oh, I'm interested in this. I go to YouTube and I search that game and whatever comes up, I watch. Like, and I try to form that opinion myself.
Well, fortunately there's enough of it available where it's, you know, and it's free.
It's kind of like in 2011 when everybody wanted to be a Call of Duty YouTuber because of like, what were those channels? So you have Got Drums. You've got...
Man, you're like throwing it back hard right now.
Yeah, so...
Like hard throwback.
Do you remember, what was that? Minnesota Burns. He was the CEO of Trollark,
Yep.
You make all these COD troll compilation videos on YouTube long time ago. You know, and that's what it was. But now it's become saturated, I think. And the information isn't always good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you have to build up trust. Does that make sense? So, like,
yep.
You know, there's like Dunkey. I'll trust what Dunkey says about something. Because our opinions are so similar, but I don't feel the same way about everybody. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing, right? Like, I still go to other channels.
Sure.
And listen to their opinion and hear what they have to say. And as long as they're like articulating themselves, fine.
That's the key.
And that's the thing. There's not enough people that do that right now. Like, there's a lot of people who don't know how to articulate themselves well and formulate an opinion on especially on video games. Because if you're talking about video games, we're talking about an art form now, you know, and some video games aren't art, right? But like, let's talk about it just in the general sense of it being art. You need to be able to articulate yourselves in such a way to be able to formulate that opinion and present that it needs to be reasonable.
Well, sure.
And a lot of people are not reasonable when they present.
They're
that,
not,
which is really unfortunate.
They're not.
But if you have a different opinion than me on a video game, as long as you're able to articulate yourself, I'll still listen.
Right.
I might disagree with you, but I'm like, okay, at least you're consistent.
This is why.
Exactly. And at least it makes sense as to why you
like
think
No Man's Sky. No Man's Sky, when it came out, was complete garbage and everybody reported that was garbage.
Right.
And they've had to fight still, even though this is a game that they constantly update, constantly improve, listen to the people. They still have to fight that. Oh, this game was broken. The same thing that Cyberpunk is going to have to fight as well.
Well, it's because that was all because of the way that they presented it initially.
Right.
Both Cyberpunk and No Man's Sky, that it was all completely related to how it was advertised.
Well, sure.
So,
well, but you know, I even on Twitch, I'll go to Twitch to see who's playing a game. Like Timpani, if Timpani is playing it, I'll watch the whole thing.
Right.
Just because, you know, I value what Timpani has to say, and he's really good at how he looks at platformers. Right. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Super Meat Boy. I don't like it. It's too, like, I like when I let go that my character stops. I don't like feeling like I'm on ice the whole time. Mm-hmm. But he really enjoys the game, and he can explain why. This, and this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so even though I don't like the game, I still sit there and watch him and enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense.
But Boogie 298 was another one I watched back in the day.
Oh, Boogie.
You know, for the Francis videos, but then also, like, if you ever watched his vlog videos or his commentary type videos, they're really good. They're well thought out. They're, you know, he's just been too controversial over the years.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think if he didn't have all that controversy, then people would respect him a lot more. Because now, I mean, he only gets like 150 people a stream.
Hmm. Well, it's because he wasn't able to retain that community. And that's what a good commentator does. They're able to retain that community and move the even like through a rough period.
But even, I don't know, because even at the same time, if you remember, that was when YouTube started cracking down on the videos that also featured fake rages.
Right.
Remember that?
Yep. And that was his whole shtick.
That was his whole thing. Him, McJugger Nuggets, Angry Grandpa?
Yep.
All of those. Yeah, when that happened, he had to focus and change, but then he had the drama happen at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. Where he's getting a divorce. I think he got arrested like within the last year.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. So he had a stalker. that actually came to his house. And the stalker was on the other side of the front door, and Donkey shot through the door.
Donkey, you mean?
Boogie. Boogie, yeah. Shot through the door and didn't hit anybody, but he discharged a firearm in a domicile, whatever. So I don't know if he still has to go to court for that or whatever, but so he dealt with that. And that's a tough situation because stalkers, you know,
I don't want to be famous.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not want to be famous.
But like at also, all. You know, like people know I live in Colorado. They don't know where. I mean, you know where. I doubt you could even get back here, but but I try to stay pretty vague. So like even my Facebook has nothing to do with Theroux at all.
Right.
Because I keep them separate. I run the Gaming Dad's Facebook and my Theroux Gaming Facebook. I keep them all separate and on purpose because people are weird.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's why I bring it up, because we need good commentators. And unfortunately, like, it seems like we're getting into an era where we're losing those good commentators.
Right.
That were built up over the years. And you have those few commentators still who have been able to retain their audience or stay within, you know.
Like, does PewDiePie still make stuff?
He still makes stuff, but he doesn't play video games nearly as much. It's like Minecraft and nothing else, essentially.
Or like sketch comedy type of stuff.
He doesn't even do sketch comedy anymore. It's all like, it's all commentary stuff. Like, weird. Yeah, he does. It's all like he goes on Reddit or he watches YouTube videos. It's all React type stuff now. I don't know. I haven't watched him in a while.
Seeing that, that's sad.
Yeah.
But I think there's like an oversaturation at the bottom tier, though.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, we need more good ones, and there's not enough good ones, you know. It's because everyone's doing the exact same thing. Like, we need more people who are able to give a different voice. It's all the same voice over and over and over again. They're all trying. It's like these Pokemon opening, like Pokemon unboxing channels. They're all doing the exact same thing.
Yeah,
but Max Mofo is like the one person who's doing something a little bit different than everyone else.
I think we should just change every YouTube channel to like the kid who opens toys.
Yes.
Who's like super rich.
What's his name?
Ryan.
He's got a video game now. It's a kart racing game.
Oh my god. It's like Ryan something on the channel.
Yeah.
He makes millions. Let's just change YouTube to that.
Yeah. Well, it'd be all kid, what is it? YouTube Kids?
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
That's fine. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you. There's not a huge market for that. I mean, but I think that's as a whole, like not just video game commentary. I think that's because, I mean, who the hell sits down and watches the news at night? Most people just look on the internet.
Fair enough.
Right? But I don't think that's a good thing.
Mm.
Like, you know, we're so connected that, oh, I don't need a commentator anymore that I can trust. I can go out and try to find the information myself, not realizing that this was bad information and make it a bad decision.
Right.
You know, because I can't think of anybody other than Donkey who I would literally go on to see what he thinks of this particular game. I can't think of anybody.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need people who are better at presenting their ideas in like a way that makes... It's not only interesting, but it is also legitimate.
You can. I can't. I have too many hot takes.
I'm able to ride the line.
Yeah, you are.
You just don't care. Oh, what's that mean?
I don't know.
Let's move on.
All right.
You had something.
I've had so many things today.
You have a lot of... You didn't write them down. We have a Google Doc. He doesn't write down anything.
No, I typed them. But then it didn't show up.
Oh. Were you typing in white?
No, I'm just an idiot. And I thought that's fair. I was typing, and I really wasn't typing. I don't know.
You were talking about Carl Jobst.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So
see, I'm here as your like as your liaison to remember your ideas.
So Billy Mitchell back at it again, suing Carl Giles.
Back at it again with the white Vans.
God, I don't understand.
Back at it again with the American tie.
So he's basically, if for those of you who don't know, I mean, everybody knows Billy Mitchell at this point because he's forced himself into relevancy. But
it's like the most, that is like the most clearly perfect statement I've ever heard in reference to him.
Yeah, ever. Like it's weird. So he had all these records. He was a part of that whole Twin Galaxies BS in the 90s and late 80s. Where he had all these high scores, you know, he was world champion Donkey Kong, all of this stuff. And all of these video game commentators came out and exposed him as a cheater. You know, we know the videos with Apollo Legend,
mm-hmm.
Which, you know, he ultimately committed suicide. It was a big deal. So Carl was the opposite of Apollo Legend. Apollo Legend, when he got sued, went quiet. They came up with a deal, and that was the deal. Carl Jobst keeps poking at Billy Mitchell.
He is like not letting go.
No,
he's just like I'm not backing down. He's like, nope. David in front of Goliath.
But so Billy Mitchell suing him for defamation.
That's so stupid.
And even though Billy Mitchell is a cheater,
it's like, hasn't it been proven in court that he is in fact a cheater?
I something went down with Twin Galaxies. I don't remember.
That's what
it
I'm
was.
Saying. Like how do you go after someone for defamation when it's been proven in a court of law that you did it?
Because in America, you can sue for whatever you want.
I swear to God.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going on right now. I don't think. Let me see if Carl has responded to the lawsuit. He may be.
How new is this? Like, how recent was this?
A day or two.
Okay. So this is like brand new.
Oh, so, okay. I guess he had a tweet on August 26th. Releasing my last video made me realize I no longer get any satisfaction from talking about Billy Mitchell. I'm over it. So unless he wants to actually sue me, I'm not going to talk about it again. Time to move on. That was August 26th. And then as of 1 hour ago, he retweeted that tweet saying, just when I thought I was out, they pull me right back in.
Just
yeah.
I love Carl.
Yeah.
He has like the perfect sense of humor for what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree.
He is such a sensible person, but at the same time, he's just like, come on, bring it.
Let's see. He said on September 16th, which is 4 days ago, so I'll provide a proper update here shortly, but I've officially been sued by Billy Mitchell. Nothing to worry about, though. The complaint is poor and contains the usual lies and omissions we've come to expect. I'm very confident. I appreciate your support.
Yeah, he, like I said, Carl is a very sensible person.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do – the thing about him that's really important to understand, going back to video game commentators – kind of, because would you call him a video game commentator?
Yeah, but he doesn't commentate on video games.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Would you call him that?
Yeah, I mean, he's still a commentator.
Okay, so
video games.
On video game culture. On video game happenings. He's sensible about it. He doesn't say more than he needs to say, and he doesn't poke more than he needs to poke. He pokes exactly as much as he needs to, and then he walks away.
Exactly. And here recently, I don't know if you paid attention, but he's actually going over a topic that we went over a couple of weeks ago, helping to expose, what is it, WATA, W-A-T-A? It's a video game grading house.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where basically they told the New York Times that employees cannot sell graded games due to the conflicts of interest, obviously.
Right.
But what they did was... They spun off another company to do so.
Oh dear God!
Yeah,
that's like the skeeviest thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
So basically, he's been working on that quite a bit. He's really good at exposing things.
Well, he right. gets the details. He gets the right information, and he compiles it in such a way that it makes sense. Again, it's reasonable.
Well, and he just actually, it's funny, he retweeted a Metal Jesus Rocks tweet talking about there's the thought that there's a video game collector bubble right now. Metal Jesus Rocks did a video. I know Carl did a video on it. There's quite a few. And what's happening is, like, especially with this particular organization, there people are sending their games to be graded. The games are graded, and then they offer to buy those games from them and then flip them. But they're doing it like, oh yeah, this is worth $500, knowing it's worth $10,000.
Oh.
And then trying to sell it for $15,000.
Oh.
But giving it for $5.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's really sketchy. Well, I mean, that's, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's really bad. That's really, yeah. really bad.
Yeah, here it is. National video game scandal deepens as purchaser of historic Super Mario Bros. Game is revealed to be co-founder of the company that graded it and set its value.
Oh, yeah, that's conflict of interest all day long.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's awful.
people love Billy Mitchell, though. The views don't lie. I'll miss him greatly. I haven't slept in 3 days. That's what Carl Jobs said.
He's, like I said, he's got the perfect sense of humor for this. Like, he rolls with the punches so well.
He says, after he loses all of his current ongoing lawsuits, I wish him the best, you know, living in obscurity. Like, yeah. So,
oh my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you haven't checked out Carl Jobst, it's KARLJOBST. He's good to even just follow on Twitter.
He's just a great guy.
Yeah, I agree.
I love him. I wish him nothing but the best.
But and there's a few channels like that. I'm really upset about Apollo Legends still, because he also did a really good job at explaining things.
The one thing I will say, and not to speak poorly of him, but I will say the only reason why I didn't like Apollo Legends as much is because I felt he poked the bear just a little too much.
That's fair.
I mean, like I said, like Carl rides that line perfectly, and
sure.
And Apollo just—I don't know, and I don't want to speak too much on it just because for obvious reasons. But that's the one thing I would say is that when I watched an Apollo Legend video, I knew what I was getting. Like, I knew what I was watching.
Sure.
And I knew I knew probably what he was going to be saying. That sort of thing. I mean. It was good what they were both doing regardless. I think that they were both, you know, shedding light on something that was harming the community in a really, really, really not a great way.
Right.
A really bad way. But yeah, that's the only thing I would say about that.
With Apollo, he did side with WQQQQWRT, AKA the Real Alpha Gamer, who is by far the worst human being in speedrunning and in gaming. I didn't like that.
Is he the GoldenEye runner?
No.
Or am I thinking of something else?
You're thinking of someone else. He runs A Link to the Past.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I'm remembering that
super,
now.
Super cringe. Like,
yep.
He's done a lot of stuff to make the community mad. And I think that's the opposite. Of what we need, right?
I'd agree.
But he's, I don't know, he's kind of fallen off into obscurity.
Right.
Here recently. Which sucks. Because I think that yin and yang thing kind of worked for him. And gave everybody else a ton of content to talk about.
Right.
Right. I don't know. I just think he says some really misogynistic things that aren't necessary. He plays this real alpha persona, which is 100% a persona, because I used to go to his streams and that's not who he is. But people believe that's who he is and think that it's okay to treat females like that.
Right.
And that's not okay.
There's only so many people that can act like Dr. Disrespect.
Yes.
And ride that line.
But I mean, but to me, this wasn't even riding the line.
Right.
Like, this was completely over the line, saying some of the like most sexist things I think could be said on Twitch. You know what I mean? Super homophobic, super like, I don't know. It was bad. I wasn't, but it was necessary. I know that sounds weird for me to say that.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like in order to have good, you have to have evil, right? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Like I'm looking at one of his videos now where he is cringing at cosplays on TikTok. Like how is this content?
I don't know. Why? How is the majority of content?
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you this. Like, yeah. Let's get to the point here, right?
Let's get to the point.
Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
Why does he do what he does?
I already explained why.
That's for the money.
No, for the relevancy. Not even the money.
Yeah, fair.
He's one of those people who craved fame.
Relive the glory days, man.
Yeah, so like he cheated to claim fame, was found out to be a cheater, and now has to remain relevant somehow. He's like Kanye West.
Whoa, don't do Kanye like that, man.
Donda.
Come on. Yeah.
No, it's Donde.
Donde.
La biblioteca. Mi amo T-bone. Anyway.
No, I wish like I understood Billy more. Because just the stuff he does is like so outside of the realm of anything.
It's
strictly, that makes any sense.
All right.
And like even like trying to like be relevant doesn't make any sense. Like why? Like there's no point. There's no use in all of these lawsuits. You're just wasting.
Narcissists crave that attention, that being in the spotlight, and that's what he is. Right? I mean, we've seen it with multiple presidents of the United States over the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
That want to be in the spotlight. Whether it's good or bad, you know what I mean?
Right.
We've seen that time and time again, like when these big scandals come out with like Smash, even though there's evidence against the person, they're like, no. And I'm going to take this person to court and threaten legal action because this is just wrong. And there's like the evidence is just stacked against them and they don't care.
Right.
Why? Because that's how they remain relevant. They crave it. It's like they need it like food or water. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Dumb. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. It's just, I'm just trying to think and be like, you know, I talk about the community like a lot and how much I love just like being around people who like video games and, you know, talking about this stuff in a real way. And then there's people like him and I'm just like,
Pauly Shore.
Why?
Look, Pauly Shore, like the cringiest person in Hollywood.
Right.
Everyone hates him, but he's still around. Why? Because he forces himself to be relevant. He bullies his way in there to remain relevant somehow. Paris Hilton did it for a while. Maybe she wised up or something. I don't know. But so I think that's all it is with Billy.
Right.
He like you said, reliving the glory days, I guess.
Well, I speak for everyone. I say, we just want it to end.
Yeah.
We just want it to be over and we don't want to hear about it anymore because like this is stuff that's 4, 5, this is 6, 7, 8 years old. This topic. I
mean, longer. Yeah. Longer than that. It's been going on forever.
It needs to stop. It needs to be over. It needs to be done with so that we can move on and just decompress from it. Because I think that everyone's already decompressed from it. It needs to end. Finally. Yeah. But
it won't. He'll continue pushing the limelight, but
whatever.
All right. I think that's going to wrap it up for us this week.
I think that's good. I feel good about that.
I'm going to I may stream. I don't know.
You should stream.
Yeah, but
I mean, if you're able to, of course.
I mean, I am, but then I have to put a shirt on.
Children and
I don't want to put a shirt on.
Listen, a lot of people have been doing the no shirt stream. Maybe you just need to jump on that bandwagon.
That's people that are significantly less in age than I am.
Fair.
Right? Even though
I guess it is a little weird for I mean,
Simply does have more of a dad bod than I do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The dad bod's in. I don't have a dad bod, so I can't rock that.
Oh,
I don't know about you though.
I don't know. I'm getting there.
I don't. I will never have a dad bod ever.
Don't say ever. Don't say never, dude. Like I said, never. And then I turned 30.
I'm turning 30. You heard that, Bo Burnham?
Yes. Don't remind me. But yeah. Yeah, like as soon as I turned 30, then I would like sneeze and something would crack in my back and it was weird.
Or welcome to
No, the weirdest is you start getting nose in your or hair in your nose and hair in your ears. You're like, where the hell did this come from?
I've had that since I was 25.
Oh well.
So I've been rocking that. Like it's the Italian blood in me is just like here comes the hair. Forget about it. And listen, give me the cappuccino.
How you doing?
How you doing? No, how you doing?
Stop.
Are you talking to me?
No. And you're not Robert De Niro.
Listen, I can be. I could be.
You could. I could. It's about 3 scotches deep.
All right. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap it up. Check us out on all of the streaming sites, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts. We're big on Spotify. Make sure to check out our Twitch channels. Scotch and Tie Guy on Twitch for me and Thero, of course, for Thero on Twitch. We have social media. I've got TikTok. We're everywhere. Make sure to check out our Twitters. Make sure to check out
Twitter
our
too much.
Whatever.
It's a problem.
Shout us out to your friends. Shout us out to your Discords. Shout us out to your Call of Duty.
Mom, Dad.
Call your Call of Duty lobbies.
No, I don't want somebody coming in here called XX420 your mom XX.
Do you know have you seen how bad the Xbox Call of Duty Vanguard servers are?
Oh, do I even want to know?
The cheating is awful. They haven't gotten the anti-cheat down. Well, it's really bad. it's so funny.
So don't play COD, guys. So,
anyway, we're going to wrap it up here. Y'all have a good one. And as always, good gaming.
Absolutely.